Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Shadow Running on Empty. As always, I am your host, the ever-present GM, Easy Mode, and I am here with my special guest, Dr. Friendship.
Yo, what's up?
How are you this evening?
Oh man, I'm doing all right. I'm a little bit tired. We've been doing a lot of stuff lately. A lot of like recording and editing and just behind the scenes work going into this this whole production here. So I'm a little bit tired, but yeah. I'm feeling pretty good, man. Feeling good, ready to do this.
Awesome. I'm glad to have you here. We are going to continue our tour of the Metroplex. I know we usually do it with myself and Austin, but today we are doing it with Dr. Friendship and myself, and we are going to be taking a look at a little known area down in the southern part of the Metroplex known as Fort Lewis.
Wait, you mean there's a southern part of the Metroplex that's not Puyallup?
I know. It's crazy to think about, right?
What?
And it's drastically different. Are you ready for this?
No way. I don't believe you.
Well, believe in the green. The evergreen forests of Fort Lewis District look almost from another time and place entirely. These hundreds of acres of tranquil woodlands lie just an hour's drive from the heart of downtown. Hiking through the woods or just touring the Fort Lewis Zoological Gardens offer an excellent way to spend a quiet day far from the pollution and the crowds of downtown.
Okay, I already have a question.
Okay.
How did this place that's like made out of wood avoid the lava explosion that happened?
So
is it like a magical forest? Is it like
it is not a magical forest?
Whimsy.
It's not a magical forest. It's just far enough away that and Puyallup is a large enough district that it absorbed the brunt of the fallout from that. And this is like a small little cutaway of what Puyallup should still have left over, and it does not.
Okay, follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there actually a fort in Fort Lewis?
There actually is a fort in Fort Lewis.
No way.
Yes way.
Is it like a tree fort?
It's like an actual military base. It's not a tree fort.
I apologize to the listener. I had to do it. I'm sorry. Oh, I had to do it just to give Easy a hard time. He hates those.
Is it a tree fort? No, they didn't build it out of trees. But since you asked, Fort Lewis is bordered by the District of Tacoma to the north and Puyallup to the east, the waters of Puget Sound to the northwest, and the Salish Sheet Council lands to the south and southwest. The district itself is a broad expanse of marshes, forests, the occasional hill that levels out near Puget Sound. It has a very sparse population. It's one of the least densely populated areas in all of the Metroplex. Most of the inhabitants in this area are soldiers, either for the Seattle Metroplex Guard or various corporation units and their families. Housing is provided by the city and the megacorporations, all situated near Inner City 5 roadway.
So, like, all of civilization is, like, just directly sandwiched against this one road?
Yeah, pretty much, in this area.
It's probably because when you go into the woods, the fairies get you.
Well, they are bordered by the Salish Sheet, so you got to watch out for those wildcats.
Is that like a sports team or something?
No, the Wildcats are the special forces of the Salish Sheet military.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds horrible.
They are unique, to say the least. Now, most of the districts usually have a mayor as someone that sits as the head of government for this district location. That's a little different for Fort Lewis.
So there's no mayor?
Technically, there's a mayor, although it's a military man. His name is Colonel Winston Galloway.
Okay.
The title of mayor came from Governor Schultz's appointment of Galloway as commander of the Metroplex Guard of the United Canadian American Armed Forces in 2045.
It's like a mouthful.
Right?
How do you even like say that? Imagine like he insists on all of his soldiers addressing him by his full title all the time.
That would be exhausting. But he is a colonel, so, you know, it's possible.
I feel like this guy might go in for that kind of thing just to like show his men who's boss.
Right. There was initial distrust when he was appointed, but the people of Fort Lewis now give Galloway as a fair and competent political leader, as well as a strong military man. And if you're thinking that that sounds like a line straight out of, you know, a talking point, you would be correct. According to many sources, the competent political leader is a tyrant. Having no grasp of how bureaucracy works, Galloway is continually frustrated that his directives are not carried out immediately. He still thinks that running a government is as simple as commanding the troops.
I mean, it'd be a lot easier if that was the case.
Yeah, it's not even close, though.
But, I mean, that's how you get, you know, that's how you get a dictator. Like, do you guys want dictators? Because that's how you get dictators.
That's true. Both the Yakuza and the Mafia have put a high priority on corrupting top military officials in Fort Lewis. Their attempts to gain access to sophisticated weaponry and military hardware have so far met with little success.
I was just about to ask, why would they even have like an interest in this area? It doesn't seem like there's anything down there.
They want the shiny Militech toys.
Okay, yeah, like I get it. Like shiny thing, go
shiny go thing, gleam. Go boom. Go boom.
Go boom, yeah, okay.
Go
yeah.
Boom, shoots many bullets. Need that for our gang wars. The best that the syndicates have done in the area is to establish small black markets to sell illegal alcohol and chips to the soldiers. So bootlegging is very popular.
Yeah, because that's what you want is a drunk chip heads with sophisticated weaponry. That sounds amazing. Yeah, this is top notch. Good job, UCOS. You guys are doing it right.
Right. Remember in our last episode that we had briefly touched on the spikes from Tacoma, the Go Gang? Well, they reach all the way down to Fort Lewis because they claim Inner City 5 as their territory. And so the Spike Wheels regularly clashes with the elements of the Metroplex Guard. That's right. A Go Gang regularly clashes with the military.
Do they have like, is there like a scoreboard here? Because I would watch this sport.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I'm sure if you wanted to camp out near Inner City 5, you'd see some fireworks.
Yeah, I mean, this is better than Urban Brawl. I'm a fan.
Our local former Lone Star officer had this to say. I never liked patrolling the Fort Lewis district. Too many kids with big guns and not enough brains to use them wisely. And I never liked it when the military went out on the highways to pick fights with the Go Gangs. All it produces is more dead troopers, plus gives the gangs training exercise to keep them in fight and trim. So drunk soldiers going to pick fights with Go Gangs, and the Go Gangs using it as training exercises.
I like this more and more. Like, why have we never gone down here? This sounds awesome.
Right?
Amazing.
Not many runners go down because, you know, you have to contend with the Metroplex Guard a lot of the time.
I mean, I feel like this seems like prime territory. It's not saturated. You know, there's some real juicy targets.
Oh, very juicy.
You know, I mean, there's plenty of places to like run and hide. I mean, it's just all woods.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing a downside here.
Well, the fort itself is, and the sparse population is kind of the downside.
I'm not seeing a downside.
I'm not
seeing a downside at all. Like a sparse population. Maybe
it's a place to set up shop.
Might could be.
It'd be a nice kind of getaway from the city if you were a Shadowrunner, right?
Yeah, I think it would be a great place to have like a safe house or something.
Mm-hmm. Plus, if you're this close to a military base, you find out where their ordnance training field is, and you know, you can make some things disappear in there.
Yeah, you could probably get a job.
Probably.
I'm just here to sweep up.
Yeah, I'll take care of that unexploded ordnance for you. The economy of Fort Lewis generally revolves around the needs of the soldiers. What the troops cannot buy at the post, exchanges, commissaries, and corporate outlets on base, they will find at three malls: the Parkland, the Lewis, and the Tilikum.
Wait a minute. Okay, so this place has three malls?
There are three different malls, yes.
We only have one in Redmond.
Well, Redmond is a Barrens, like, saturated with the homeless.
I mean, this sounds like a Barrens, too, just a different kind of Barrens.
Hey, they have trees. The Barrens doesn't have trees.
Yeah, but we have homeless. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's not many homeless down where the soldiers are.
Yeah, but
they probably round you up and make you be a soldier.
Look, I would venture to argue that the homeless probably buy more stuff from the mall than the trees do.
Wait, are these the sentient trees that we're talking about again? Is that what we're going for?
You tell me. Like, you're the one presenting this whole thing.
No sentient trees that I'm aware of in the evergreen forests of Fort Lewis.
Well, thank God for that.
You're having to go much further south if you want sentient trees into the rainforest.
I don't want to go back there.
Nobody wants to go back there.
Let's not.
In recent months, and by recent, I mean back in the early 2050s, there was a slight downturn in the economy of Fort Lewis where several major stores and a few local hospitals had to close down due to lack of business.
See, all they need is some homeless people.
Oh, that's all they need.
If they had more homeless, it wouldn't be a problem.
If you're going to stay down in this area, there are a couple hotels that you can choose to stay at. You have the Fort Lewis Visitors Quarters. Visitors wishing to spend more than one day in Fort Lewis must stay here. The family-style hotel is short on certain comforts, but is reasonably priced, especially if you're going to visit your boo on base.
For a conjugal?
I mean, yeah, that's probably what you're there for, right?
I mean, I can't see any other reason to go in. I mean, unless you're going in there to steal weapons. I mean,
well, you could disguise it like that, right? It sounds like a heist we're building right here.
Here, honey, I need you to keister this prototype laser gun. just stick it up your hoo-ha. Just go on, just jump it up in there.
God, what do you mean we're out of KY? There is an urban combat simulator in Fort Lewis as well. It's a large building.
Wait, urban combat simulator?
Yes, so they can go and practice how to execute precise and correct maneuvers in an urban combat zone.
Don't they have the gangs for that?
That's just fighting on the street.
I don't understand what the difference is here. it seems it's the same thing. This is the same picture.
I suppose. I mean, it's an Air Force base is what we're talking about here.
Oh, okay. So they can call in like airstrikes and like blow crap up way they intend to without risk of collateral damage to the surrounding infrastructure and people.
Exactly.
I understand. Okay.
The only other place that you have to choose from is Parkland Gala Inn. Unfortunately, if you're an orc or a troll, you're not welcome.
Why is that? Is it run by Japanese people or something?
They're biased against orcs and trolls.
Do they not have any troll modified beds? I mean, come on, guys.
It could be, hear me out, it could be because the Spikes are an all troll go gang and they're a problem in the area.
Oh, well, you know, that actually kind of makes a little bit of sense. I'm feeling a little more sympathetic to these upstanding entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I feel like if it was like, you know, you were living in the woods and it was a Mad Max kind of scenario,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the only customers were the military or the trolls,
uh-huh.
and the trolls were, you know, regularly like pillaging and burning stuff or whatever. I don't even know what they do.
Yeah, mischief.
Generalized mischief. Well, that's a good word.
Yes.
Like, that's a solid word, dude.
Look at that, huh?
Yeah, nice work. Yeah, generalized mischief. I feel like, you know, they might have a right to be a little bit biased. You know, as much as I hate to say that, I mean, it doesn't feel good, but mm-hmm. I can mm-hmm. understand the logic behind it.
Well, the Parkland Gala is conveniently located near the northeast entrance to McCord Airfield, which is the airbase. The hotel is also conveniently located near the Soft Landing, which is a legal house of prostitution. So don't be surprised if there are a bunch of soldiers packed into the hotel when you're checking in.
Well, you know, that, I mean, that's just a relationship of convenience right there.
It's right there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, an old mining town kind of
situation. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just
exactly.
pops up around you. Okay, this makes
sense. I know exactly what you mean.
Now, next we need some kind of, like, liquor outlet that's also close by. And, like, what else would they have there?
Well, that leads us right into restaurants and bars. Where Ooh. Are you eating? Where are you drinking while you're here? First on the list is Angela's, a mid-sized restaurant and bar. This family-style restaurant serves excellent soy and natural Italian food. Though the view isn't great, a garbage dump happens to be across the street. The decor is pleasant, and the air surprisingly fresh. Which means they've probably got some kind of recycler built into the restaurant so you don't breathe the garbage air from the dump across the street.
Yeah, I'm gonna call bullshit and say that's just clever advertising.
Or you know what else they could do? They've hired a mage, and the mage has summoned an air
oh my
spirit
God.
Or air elemental that just cycles the bad air out.
Oh my God, that spirit, oh my God, or that elemental, is he's got the worst job ever, because that would just be like one service.
Mm-hmm. Just constantly do this.
Just
re-summon.
Like you're just here perpetually as our like magic air filter.
Yes, modern,
like, you never
problems.
Get to go home.
Modern problems require modern solutions.
Oh my God, dude, oh, that's horrible.
You can't tell me that that isn't what they're doing.
Oh yeah, they probably are.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel bad for that spirit. I wonder if he has a name.
I you know what, I don't know, but oh, imagine that too. You get a high enough level mage that just makes a spirit ally, and the only job is to make the air fresh.
What is your purpose? You freshen the air.
Oh my God. I freshen air.
Oh, that's so bad. Oh, just keep the wind blowing that one, Steve.
Right?
Just make sure it keeps going that direction.
Oh, God. Let's move on to the next one. Next restaurant is the Golden Soy.
I thought you were going to say Angelo's.
Oh, that would have been funny. They get all of the bad air.
They're on the other side of the street.
So, Golden Soy is a mid-sized restaurant. It's a family-style Chinese restaurant located near McCord Airfield. The decor is attractive, but the food, unfortunately, is mostly soy and often overcooked. What is overcooked soy?
I don't know. You know, I wouldn't want my soy like medium rare.
Is that like burnt tofu?
I don't really think you can. You're like someone, boiled tofu or something.
Someone, listeners out there, if you've had overcooked soy, can you describe it to us? Is it terrible?
Actually, you know what? Terrible. You know what? Don't do that.
I don't want to know.
I like tofu. Don't get me wrong, you know, but how would you overcook that?
I don't know.
Just like fry it to a crisp or something?
It's constantly burnt on the edges.
That sounds, yeah, okay, that sounds gross, dude.
Ah, God. Well, next, let's try the Shy Giant, another mid-sized restaurant. This is probably the best restaurant in the district. The owner, a very shy troll, serves up a delectable brand of Californian and Sioux cuisine. The Sioux Indians.
Oh, okay. I was like, Sue.
Yeah.
That, like, my thought immediately went to Takase's contact.
Oh, jeez.
I was no, that's what happened to Sue. No.
So I don't know what's uniquely Californian in the sixth world as a food choices go.
Avocado.
Oh, yeah, avocado. I bet avocado toast is super popular at the Shy Giant.
No, I mean, California's weird because it doesn't, like, there's not a whole lot that's, like strictly Californian, like, fare, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has so many different people from so many cultures in it that you can kind of get whatever you want, and it's fairly on the authentic side. I mean, there's a lot of, like, really good places to eat out in California. The closest thing I guess you could say is like authentic Mexican cuisine. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's some places out there with some freaking fire tacos, dude.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
some good tacos.
Yeah, the Mexican out there is righteous.
So what you're saying is that basically this restaurant is a target for Zero.
Probably. Direct competition.
Right? He needs to come experience their tacos and know what he's up against.
And then sabotage them.
Yes, that is the only way. Well, it's a shy troll that runs the place. How difficult could that be?
Ooh, or maybe partner with him. That might be more Zero style.
Call it the traveling giant food truck. Hilariously run by a dwarf.
I feel like if they partnered up, mm-hmm. they would just call it Master Blasters.
Oh my god. try our new Thunderdome tacos.
Who runs Fort Lewis?
Two flavors enter, one flavor leaves.
And we all know what flavor that is. It's
the
spicy flavor.
It's the spice. Always the spice. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Oh god. All right. Bars. How about some bars?
Let's do it.
First on the list is the Big O. And if you're thinking exactly
is this the bar that's in the brothel?
No, this is the bar that has the strippers.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Close enough. Same thing.
Yes. Has the strippers and private rooms in the back, obviously.
Clearly.
It's very noisy. It's inconspicuous. It's a small place. So, you know, you could conduct business there.
The Big O is actually pretty small.
Yeah, the Big O. Actually very small.
Not as big as I thought it was going to be.
No. Very disappointing. Next, we have the Lost Unicorn.
Okay. Like, as in, like, is that a play on the last unicorn?
I don't know.
It's got to be.
The bar is said to be named for a unicorn that somehow got lost in the district and was accidentally run over by a car just outside the bar door.
Oh, no.
What?
That's horrible.
According to regulars, the ghost of the unicorn is a regular visitor.
What? That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
They also say that extraordinarily lucky things happen here. One night, for example, four guys were playing five-card draw, and within an hour, each drew a royal flush.
Okay, well, that's... Somebody was just cheating.
Was definitely cheating.
That's not luck. Fun fact is I've actually seen a royal flush at an actual live poker table. The guy sitting to my left, I couldn't win a damn hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy sitting to my left was just killing it.
Yeah.
Like, he was just killing it. And he hit a royal flush and pulled in a big pot. And he got up and left. And he told me, he looked over to me, he said, "You should take this seat." And so he got up and left. I moved over, and then I just immediately started winning. It was great.
Amazing. Sometimes it's just that way, you know?
But I've actually seen one of them in real life, and that's an exceptionally rare thing to have ever witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone five?
Four guys.
Yeah, no, dude. That's
each getting one within an hour. There's no way.
That's either a lie or somebody was cheating. I don't believe it.
The bar is also a favorite gathering place for the district's magicians. You just have to be forewarned that they like to play tricks on the customers by casting illusions of the unicorn.
Okay. So, this is also clearly the bar where Steve comes to drink on his break. Yes, that's right. I named him Steve. The Dare Spirit Steve.
There we go. Yeah, he needs a break. He goes to the
unicorn bar.
The lost unicorn. Finally, on our bar and restaurant tour in Fort Lewis, we have Terrible Taps. Terrible Taps is a mid-sized restaurant and bar. Apparently, it's a real great place to meet women and get really tanked up. It's a hot spot for corporate warriors.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it's not a military bar.
You would think so, right? But yeah. No, it's more of a corp bar. Lots of computer types hang out there, too. So you've got Deckers and probably IT guys. You know, because
that's weird.
It's Terrible Taps. It's like they do the special brews. Like, here's this lovely hazelnut IPA.
My god, hipster beer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I actually kind of like some of those, but I'll be perfectly honest with you. There's some pretty good craft beer out there.
Yes, it's probably a craft beer. That's what I would think of it as. Terrible Taps is probably all craft beers.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's good.
I guess. I mean, you got corpos coming there, right?
You know, we got to tell Karma to go down to Fort Lewis and
experience.
Yeah.
Experience the nightlife. Well, now that we've got our places to stay and our places to eat, it's time for what do we do around here? And one of the biggest tourist attractions in the entire district is the Zoological Gardens.
I thought you were going to say hookers and blow. Never mind.
I mean, you're near a military base. I don't want to point fingers. The Fort Lewis Zoological Gardens are a showcase for Seattle's commitment to rescuing endangered animal and plant species in the Pacific Northwest. It is easy to see why the zoo is so often singled out as one of the best, because exhibits minimize the gulf between man and animal. A walk through the zoo is as close as one can get to seeing the animals in their natural element. Without doubt, the most interesting exhibits are those of the paranormal animals in the North End. Many people are not aware that the zoo earns much of its money by breeding animals for sale to other nations, including the Salish Sheed Council, on the acres of forested land to the east and south of the zoo.
I was just about to ask, do they have like paranormal critters down there?
Yes, they do. The Fort Lewis Zoo is one of the best breeders of paranatural animals, particularly the golden unicorn, the cockatrice, and the phoenix.
Oh, well, that's thoroughly terrifying.
The breeding program is so successful that many outside organizations and foreign countries have gone to great lengths to discover the secrets.
Yeah, that sounds like... Actually, that sounds like a run waiting to happen.
Yeah, there was a botched attempt at kidnapping one of the 300 handlers.
Oh, wow. So they tried to get, like, one of the zookeepers?
Yeah, they tried to get one of the keepers that's involved in the breeder program and botched it.
Yeah, it sounds like actually a pretty cool place. And the fact that they have like all these like sensitive animals, this sounds like it could be a really fun run. Like, imagine like you got to go and like kidnap a baby cockatrice or something. That sounds like mayhem waiting to happen.
And paralyzed. And you're paralyzed again. And you're paralyzed.
Bring a thick bag, kids.
Go capture a golden unicorn.
I mean, if you could, you would have an unlimited supply of gold coins.
Just got to watch out. You have enough leprechauns on hand.
Yeah, I don't think you would want to bring leprechauns, though. They would just eat the unicorn.
Well, you got to watch out, you know. That's what I'm saying. Got to watch out for them.
Oh, you become a target for the leprechauns.
They're out to get you.
Well, yeah, they certainly would be if you had one of those on hand.
Apparently, the other pair of animals that they do breed there are eye killers and nagas.
The hell is an eye killer?
An eye killer.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
The eye killer
mm-hmm.
is the new Samsung phone.
I mean, it could be, but it's not. That's not it.
No, it's not what it is. Okay. All right. No. Why don't you go ahead and tell me?
Sure. The Eye Killer, again, we mentioned this, I think, in the Touring to Come episode where one of the innkeepers has one as a pet. The Eye Killer is a large owl-like creature that can build and discharge electricity from its body.
Okay, so it's an electric owl.
Yes, it's an electric owl. It's an electric owl that's the size of, have you ever seen a harpy owl?
No.
Go ahead and look up harpy owl really quick.
The hell is this?
Yeah, harpy owl compared to human. Go ahead and take a look at that.
Hey, Chummer, just a quick aside. If you are enjoying the episode, be sure to rate it if on audio, or if you are on YouTube, give us a like and subscribe as we are trying to reach our 1,000 subs goal. You can also support us over on Patreon at patreon.com/critical_hits. Finally, if you are interested in taking your tabletop gaming to the next level, check out the episode description for an affiliate link to DriveThruRPG. So the next time you're looking to expand your library and want to help support us, drop that link in. And now, back to the show.
Harpy owl, human for scale. What the fuck?
And those are real. Those exist.
That's like as big as the dude.
Yeah.
That comes up to like his hip.
Yep.
Bro, that thing would like, oh my God, that would like maul the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me they have these fucking things. Uh-huh. And they're electric?
Yes.
Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah, they're at least that big and they're capable of discharging electricity.
Dude, the talon on this mm-hmm. All right, this picture of this harpy owl's talon,
yeah,
has a full-grown man's fist inside of it.
Yes.
Like the talons have got to be like 4 or 5 inches long.
Uh-huh. They're scary creatures, man.
And they shoot fucking lightning bolts out of their eyes. Jesus Christ, no.
Yeah, eye killers are no joke.
Hell no. And this guy has one as a pet?
Yeah, there's a guy in Tacoma at one of the hotels. He has one as a pet.
What the hell does he feed him? Orphans?
I don't know.
Like small children?
Go harass the dwarves.
Oh, here, baby, it's snack time. He grabs a dwarf and just throws it in the cage.
My God. But yeah, that's one of the other things they breed at the Fort Lewis Zoological Gardens.
Yeah, it's thoroughly terrifying.
It should be.
Okay, the harpy eagle is a giant bird so large that people often think it's just a person in a costume.
Mm-hmm.
What? No,
is that a person?
Where do they have these things in real life?
I think they're in South America, I think.
Hang on. Harpy eagle location. They range from Mexico to northern Argentina and live in forested areas. Okay, so all the more reason for me to not go south.
Yeah.
I'm good right where I'm at. I think this is about as far south as I want to get at this point. Dude, you get crocodiles alligators and snakes and all kinds, and then these things.
Yeah, imagine encountering them in the sixth world in the awakened rainforest.
No, I don't want to imagine that.
It just gets worse.
Yeah, we've already done this once. That place is already like thoroughly horrible with mm-hmm. its vampire trees and hostile indigenous tribes. Like, that's not a place you want to go.
You're very, very correct.
Like for those of you like just listening, little inside baseball between me and Easy. He actually took us on a campaign not before we started making content out of our Shadowrun games. He mm-hmm. took us on a campaign down there, and we had like what 4 or 5 episodes down there or something.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most harrowing Shadowrun experiences that I've ever had. And
remember, two of the other players wanted to join the tribe and they drank the mystical drink.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
And then they had a fun time with the rest of the run hallucinating.
Oh my God, I forgot about it. I got turned to stone.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I got turned to stone in that. It's bad.
Basilisks are no joke.
So, like, if you absolutely positively have to kill your runners as a GM, just send them to Amazonia. No problem. The jungle will take care of it for you. You don't even have to do anything.
It's even better when your players are completely underprepared to go into Amazonia.
Yeah. We were a bunch of city boys, and it
You
was
had no
not,
idea what you were getting into.
no. Yeah. You know who would have saved the day down there?
Know exactly who you're about to say.
Who am I gonna say?
You're gonna say Templeton Peck.
Templeton Peck,
But
Cryptid Hunter.
Fraggin knew it.
I had to. Come on, man.
Templeton Peck would clearly have a job at the Zoological Gardens.
Oh man, this sounds like an episode in the making.
Right? Day job at the Zoological Gardens.
Oh man, he moonlights like oh
All
look.
because Archer Steele just wants like a zoo a paracritter as a pet. This is his best way he can think to get one.
Oh my God, dude. Okay. If we ever need to do a filler episode, there you go. There's your plot line. Okay.
Fantastic.
I will 100% RP that.
Oh God. All right. Moving along to other touristy type attractions in the Fort Lewis area. Obviously, it's going to be hard to top the Zoological Gardens. We do have the McCord Airfield Visitors Center, huh?
So it's the gift shop.
For anyone interested in high performance jet fighters, a trip to the visitor center of McCord Airfield is a must. Not only can one observe the aircraft of the Metroplex Guards and other corporate air units, but it is also possible to see the latest Federated Boeing aircraft being put through their paces by guard pilots. It's like
Yeah.
Top Gun.
Oh, no, it's not, dude. You know what this is like?
What's that?
Have you ever seen that old advertisement for the VHS tapes of lots and lots of jets and planes?
Yes.
That's what this
Oh my
is.
God.
If you guys are listening at home, just go on YouTube and search for lots and lots of jets and planes. It was like an old VHS, or like maybe it was around when DVDs first came out, a series that like you would call like a phone number to order it and give them your credit card. This was before like the internet was really a thing. So it was pre-internet, sales days in the dock time. It was before all the internet.
In the before four times.
It's comedy. Just go look it up. I promise you won't be disappointed. All right. Lots and lots of jets and planes. Okay.
Do it, everybody. Do it.
You won't be disappointed. I promise you. It's worth your 2 minutes to watch this.
Next we have the we have Pacific University.
Wait, there's a college down there?
Yeah, Pacific University is one of the city's finest learning institutions. Though it offers degree programs in many fields, Pacific is best known for its schools of magic and music.
Oh, you know, that's a little weird because you'd
Right?
think that they would have something to do with aviation or zoology.
Oh, I mean, especially since, the Zoological Gardens are right there and Federated Boeing is bringing aircraft in. I'm sure
Yeah.
they you would also think engineering would be pretty high up there, being that close to Federated Boeing.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a missed opportunity, but instead it's.
Nope. Schools of magic and music.
Neat. That
Yeah.
totally fits. I'm
Doesn't make any sense.
disappointed. I'm disappointed in this lore piece.
Well, then also there's the shopping malls, which do we need to really talk about their shopping malls? I mean, we slowly are phasing them out in our current timeline, but in the shadows, they're still going strong.
Yeah, I don't think we need to talk about the malls.
Other prominent locations in the Fort Lewis area, you have the Fort Lewis District Hall and Metroplex headquarters, obviously for the Metroplex Guard. There's also the Fort Lewis Stockades.
Like the jail?
Yes, the military jail.
That sounds kind of cool. That sounds like another run waiting to happen.
Right? The UCAS military demands hard physical labor from its prisoners. All but the most violent inmates are assigned to work details that go out every day to clear forests or assist in major construction work in the area.
Yeah, this sounds like a run waiting to happen. Clearly, you have to go get the high value asset that has, the pay data or whatever. get him out of there because they don't know that he's got it, and you know, so and so wants it kind of thing.
Of course.
Yeah, that seems like an easy run to put together.
Oh, here you go. Here is the Urban Combat Simulator.
Ooh, okay.
The Urban Combat Simulator, also referred to as the UCS, is a 25 square block replica of downtown Seattle.
Wait, it's 25 square blocks,
Of replicating downtown Seattle.
like foot to foot.
Yeah.
For our European and well, really everybody
Yard
that's not in the US, yes,
meter to
meters,
meter.
yeah, meters to meters. Okay, so wait, do they have like all the skyscrapers and everything?
It's to scale. So, I mean, they only pick a certain probably 25 square block. It probably has apartment buildings and everything. Maybe one large skyscraper-esque structure. Let's see. The entire complex is studded with sensors and remote cameras linked to a large computer in a bunker in the center of the simulator. Companies of soldiers in full combat armor enter the simulator to confront a variety of simulated opponents. Soldiers and their opponents use sim slugs, bullets that mimic the trajectory and speed of normal rounds, but that melt on impact with any solid object.
So it's like paintball.
Yeah, it's like paintball.
They go, the army goes and plays paintball, and
Yes.
boy, what a fantastic use of taxpayer money. They get to go out and play paintball in this like dope arena.
Even with sim slugs, simulator runs are dangerous in the extreme, especially for the members of the Metroplex Guard Special Forces who dutifully risk their lives to provide the soldiers with live targets.
I mean, that sounds pretty cool. Not gonna lie, like I mean, it
So you're
sounds like it'd be a
playing,
lot of fun.
you're a regular soldier playing paintball against the special forces
That does sound pretty fun.
in a 25 square block replica of downtown.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be pretty cool, man.
It sounds like you could set up some interesting runs in there. Like, you need somebody to disappear, or you're trying to convince someone that they're still in downtown when they're not, and you use it when it's not in use by the military training.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Right?
Oh, what a mind flip.
Think about that.
Oh, dude, what was that movie where they did some, was that like a one of the Mission Impossible movies?
What? Where
I
somebody
think
was living inside of structure like
or
their whole
no,
life,
like
or
they had this like this thing like set up to where
oh, they thought
they
they were someplace else.
yeah, they thought like they thought they were being interrogated in some room, but really like they were on like a train or something.
Yeah, it sounds like that was in a Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Oh yeah, that's a really cool idea.
See?
Yeah, that sounds very fun.
I got plans.
See, my whole thing, like where my mind went when you started explaining like these sim sense rounds and everything, or these sim rounds or whatever they are. My mind went to like, okay, well, we need you to like sabotage this and replace the sim rounds with actual real bullets.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you could do that too. Like, you have a target that is specifically part of like the special forces, and they need him gone. And so your whole thing is to sabotage a squad and give them live rounds instead of the SimSense rounds.
Something like that, yeah, you know, he could
Whole ideas here, people.
you could just do them like they did Alec Baldwin, you know. Give
Oh my God.
the Baldwin treatment. Oh, that's what they call it. They call it pulling a Baldwin.
Next, you have the medical locations for if you need treatment. There is the Madigan Army Hospital. It is the best military hospital in the UCAS.
Okay, enough said.
Well, there's a fun little blurb about it that unexplained radiation leaks and the repeated disappearance of radioactive materials and their subsequent discovery in odd places, such as on top of an elevator, has been
What?
both embarrassing and dangerous. Military police and Lone Star detectives have come up with neither explanations nor arrests for why this is happening.
It's because Steve gets bored.
Steve gets bored.
He gets bored, and so he likes to play jokes.
I mean, There's a rumor that the hospital was built on a graveyard, and so it could be the restless spirits of the dead.
It could be that too. That's thoroughly more like dark than Steve just being bored and deciding he wants to play a funny joke on people in the hospital.
Your other option for medical treatment in the Fort Lewis area is you have McCord Hospital. This hospital has a major burn center and it provides emergency services for surrounding military and civilian community.
All right. So like when they, clearly when this training accident that we're not setting up in the near future happens, at least we know that if they survive, they'll have good medical care.
Well, McCord also has a huge skin bank where they store every type and color skin in huge freezers. A high security team grows the skin in a well-guarded lab in the third level of the hospital basement.
Buffalo Bill is creaming his shorts right now.
My God. Oh,
They
finally. Do they have lotion in a basket?
I'm out here all the dresses I can make with this.
Oh, jeez. The miscellaneous entries for Fort Lewis coming close to the end of the trip around Fort Lewis here. We have the Drunken Non-Com. The Drunken
Okay.
Non-Com is a nightclub. It's a small nightclub with an unsavory reputation. Rumor has it that the club is actually a front for the Yakuza.
What could they possibly be getting up to in there?
I don't know. Don't know. Definitely not illegal gambling or trying to bribe officers like we had talked about earlier. Definitely not that.
All right, dollars to donuts. They got like one of those rooms set up with like a fake mirror and a camera behind it.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're all about blackmail. Come on.
Yeah, like I'm willing to bet it's in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. You have the Fort Lewis Sauna and Holistic Rest Center.
Okay, another reason for Archer Steele to go down here.
The ornate steam beds, herbal rooms, and attractive women make the sauna popular with the soldiers. Most do not realize that it is a front for a well-equipped body shop in the basement.
Wait, body shop?
Yeah.
Like,
Like street doc.
okay, I was gonna say, like, are we talking about like street dog style, or are we talking about like cars?
No, we're talking street dog. Usually we had this discussion, Austin and I did as well. Like, because in the sixth world, street docs and everything are more often than not referred to as body shops because you're literally altering the body.
Right.
That most places that do any kind of illegal car repair or anything like that end up being called chop shops.
Ah, yeah, this is where they make the bodies to get the skin for the skin bank.
Oh, yes,
Yeah.
clearly. We just need a sample of your skin. Awesome. All right. Don't worry about what we're doing with it.
We're gonna need a sample of your skin and then just unzip you.
Oh,
Head to toe.
geez.
Like, all right, you can step out of that now. You won't be needing
All
that anymore.
right, here you are. We provide real skin for your lizard body.
Jeez, you.
Then we also finally there is the Miller Forest Computers, which
Is it a
is
computer manufacturer?
a popular Decker store.
Or...
For anyone with needs or interests that are illegal, this is probably the best computer store in the district. The store's main room displays a typical array of powerless corporate suit machines, but the right connection or the right price can get you to a back vault where the really hot, quote unquote, items are kept.
They probably got amazing sales.
Well, the store is also known for renting hot decks, which is unusual.
Wait, they rent hot decks?
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that like super illegal?
Yes.
But you gotta know a guy.
Besides having to put up a large chunk of credit for the machine, the renter must agree in writing to give the store a percentage, usually a third, of any loot obtained through the use of the deck.
Okay, that's a hefty chunk. How would they be able to tell though?
they probably are running spyware on the deck that's letting the proprietor know.
You're in the middle of trying to like hack a node in the middle of a gunfight, and you start getting pop-ups for hot singles in your area.
Right.
You get like Facebook alerts and like all kinds of crap.
How many hot moms are in my area?
Oh my god. Really gonna check these hot moms out.
Well, think about it too. You'd probably get bombarded with that because you're in a military location.
Oh, know, yeah.
Soldiers on leave and everything. I'm sure that the targeted ads in this area are off the chain. And then think about it as time progresses and things change with the Matrix. Think of all of the augmented reality ads that are probably propped up all over the place down here in Fort Lewis.
Oh my god, dude.
Because you have soldiers with time to burn that are on leave and everything. Like, huh.
Hey, sailor, you lonely? My husband's not home.
Oh, jeez.
4 miles away.
4 miles away. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
Gross.
But the other thing to think about, too, is since Fort Lewis has such a large, still intact forested area, it's great for mages to make journeys out into the woods to get all of that wonderful telesma.
Oh yeah, like was there like
their any spells and everything?
Was there like a big like hit of auric alchem when the comet passed over?
There was not. There really? Wasn't an auric. No, there wasn't an auric alchem rush in Fort Lewis, and you would have thought that there would have been or something. Yeah. But no, mm-mm. No. Auric alchem rush in Fort Lewis area.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure there's all kinds of other good stuff out there though.
You would also think that with it being that wooded area that there would be like a prominent like talismonger shop or something that kind of gets noticed, but there's not. I mean, there might be a couple down there, but nothing that's like super noteworthy.
Yeah, it's because you have to like know a guy. Dude is like way out in the woods or something.
Probably it's a cabin in the woods.
It really is. Like he's just some old guy out there like by himself.
Well, that's the other thing too with the corporate presence down there. Think of how many probably secret bunkers are located out there in the woods.
Oh no.
Yeah,
the woods just got a whole lot less appealing now.
Yeah, I bet. Like you think it's a great place to hide out and be off grid until you realize that you inadvertently have set up in like a corpo training camp.
Trail cameras and stuff.
Yeah, getaway. You think that that's a squirrel, but it's always been on the same limb all the time, and it makes a weird whirling noise every once in a while.
Get out of here, damn birds! No. I didn't like. Man, I was thinking. I was like, dude, the woods would be great. Like,
right?
I should totally like have a runner that has a place out there.
Until you think about it a little bit more.
Yeah, now I'm not so sure.
Plus, also think of the random military exercises where they go for wilderness training. They're going to go out into the forest. So.
Yeah, you need some kind of like underground, you know, bunker situation to even like remotely feel okay. And even then, the amount of work that it would take just to make sure that nobody was like snooping around or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to do a lot to get something like that set up. Once you did, though, it would actually probably be kind of okay, especially if you could really find a spot that you were sure is like situated semi near some of these like, you know, potential secret bunkers or whatever. Like if you could figure out a way to map that out and just put yourself like off to the side, you could almost use them like pseudo security.
Yeah, or as a deterrent, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you just have to make sure you, like, we only come in from the south. Remember that rule.
Only from the south.
Yeah, you gotta go past it and then turn around and come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is Fort Lewis at a glance. Everything that is important to know right there. I was going to say, mostly woods and military exercises.
What I was going to say is like what strikes me as like a little bit unique about this district as opposed to like everywhere else is there's really like only like one of everything.
What do you mean?
You know, well, there's one Decker shop, and there's like one hotel
Yeah,
and one bar. There's two restaurants and three malls. But other than that, there's just like one of everything, which is not normal for like everywhere
No.
else, pretty much. Everywhere else that like has stuff usually has a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, the other thing you have to think of is Fort Lewis is probably the smallest district in the whole Metroplex.
I mean,
And
yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense, you know.
since a good portion of it is given over to like forested area and you have some rolling hills and stuff, there's still a lot of nature in the Fort Lewis area, which is surprising, especially since they have a military base there.
Yeah, is that like stuff like protected land or something? Is it considered like national forest or?
It might be, I mean, especially since you have the zoological gardens that are right there as well.
Right, well, clearly that is, you know, but I'm just like wondering about the surrounding area, like how we have like state parks and stuff out here. I'm wondering if that's like some kind of like holdover or something from a previous time.
From a before four time, it could be, or it could just be land that hasn't been claimed and used by anything.
Land that hasn't been claimed and used in the sixth world, I'm calling bullshit on that.
Right. Well,
Yeah.
it's inside the Metroplex, and you're close enough to the Salish border, you
Yeah, what is this, the NAN? We don't do that here.
know.
We
It's
use every available
close,
square inch for industry.
pretty much.
Yeah, like I'm just wondering if there's like some kind of like you know, rule or you know, or even unwritten rule that like, hey, we just don't mess with the woods because we like having the woods or something. You know.
We like the woods. The woods are our friend.
Yeah, we don't want to get rid of all the woods. I mean,
It could be, especially to keep some of the area different and unique as opposed to all the rest of the Metroplex, where it's become a gray landscape, like the opening to Dread almost.
urban nightmare.
Yeah, Mega City One.
Ew.
I think so. But there's nothing written down concrete, but it could
Okay.
be like an unspoken thing of we must protect this forest. I would think that the zoological area would want it to help with their breeding program.
Right.
That's probably why it's so successful.
Yeah, I mean, you'd almost have to, like, at least like the surrounding area just around that. But it seems like there's like a lot more than just the area surrounding the preserve.
Yeah. It's also interesting that there isn't a lot of organized crime in the area as opposed to
Yeah.
the rest of the Metroplex. Obviously, the Metroplex guard is probably kind of a deterrent, but at the same time, that hasn't stopped the mafia and the Yakuza before
Well, I mean, it doesn't
in
seem like
corporate
there's a lot.
areas.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's a lot down there. In
No.
comparison, I mean, like, yes, there's some corp stuff down there, you know. You got Boeing, and you know,
But it's
you,
mostly for training.
right.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't seem like there's as much. So I feel like, in terms of what, if you were like a, you know, like a mafia boss, where would you tell your guys to go? The place with the most or the place with the least stuff to get?
Well, while Fort Lewis does have some probably interesting toys, if I'm a mafia don, I'm more focused on what's to the north of them, which is the Tacoma Dock area, like Tacoma and the
Exactly.
docks. You want that, and the Yakuza and the mafia are in a constant feud over that area anyway.
Exactly. Because that just seems like if you gotta like focus on something as like this is what we do, that seems like it would be the most upside to controlling that area or having your hooks in,
Yeah.
you know, something like that.
Well, also you have to think too, most of like the bulk shipments that are probably coming to the Fort Lewis area are going to come from the Tacoma docks and just be shipped down on cargo trucks.
Right. So yeah, why wait to get it?
Yeah,
You
anything super important is just going to be flown in because they have their own airfield.
Oh yeah, that's right. They do have their own airfield.
Yeah, it's an air base, so yeah.
Seems like a cool area though. It seems like there's real potential for runs, and you
Yeah.
know, it's
It's
surprising we haven't
not
seen more of it.
It's not utilized a whole lot. A lot of people forget that Fort Lewis is down there in the southern part of the Metroplex. And I feel like the south end of the Metroplex doesn't get used a lot because you basically have Puyallup and Fort Lewis, and that's the bottom part of the Metroplex.
Right. Well, to all you GMs out there that want to, kind of switch it up, it seems like there's potential for some pretty cool runs down in the Fort Lewis area. You've got stuff involving the military. You've got stuff involving the local go gang, the Spikes, you said they were, right?
Yep, the spikes.
Yeah, the Spikes coming out of Tacoma. You've got a mild mafia presence or, Yakuza presence.
Probably a little bit of both.
You've got the botanical garden thing where they, or not botanical garden, like
The
the weird, like,
zoological.
yeah, the nature preserve thing where they're breeding all kind of like paracritters and stuff like that. That seems, kind of ripe for a run. Not to mention all the woods that we were talking about, and not only the talisma and enchanting materials that could be found out there, but also the potential to run into some kind of court black site hidden in the woods, or a crazy old man with a shotgun. Either one of those works. So,
Why not both?
you know what? I don't see a downside to this.
Exactly. Crazy man with a shotgun defending the court black site that he discovered.
It's his.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Well, you guys, I think that's going to wrap it up for us this evening. Let us know what you think of Fort Lewis. Would you have one of your runners hide out in this area, or has this inspired you to take another closer look at the Fort Lewis area and some of the things that it has to offer? Please come and let us know. Share your thoughts. We're always interested to hear. Dr. Friendship, you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, actually I do. For you guys that are listening out there, this is my first time doing this podcast with you guys. If you don't know me, I'm the guy that pushes all the buttons behind the scenes. I played Loki in season one of Sinless, and I play Ghost now in season two. I was also famously I was a red three in our arcology run, so that's who I am. This is not my first time recording one of these podcasts, however. If you've been wondering where the episodes of Shadowrunning on Empty are and where they have been and why they haven't been coming out, Easy, would you like to let everybody know why there hasn't been an episode in a little while?
If you guys are wondering, there were some technical difficulties. Namely, a hard drive has failed, and we unfortunately lost some information on there, which is really disappointing because that means that you have lost out on hearing Dr. Friendship's first appearance, which would have been he and I talking about the good old land across the pond of Tir na n'Og. And hopefully we can redo that at some point and get that out to you guys, because it was a lot of fun. I had fun with that one. And we definitely need to get it out there for you because, oh man, oh man, what's going on there? But that is why there has been a slowdown and an issue. We have gotten it corrected since then, obviously, because this episode is out. But that is why there was a slowdown. Good old technical difficulties and the death of a hard drive. May it rest in peace.
Yeah, the death of a hard drive, not to be confused with the play, The Death of the Salesman.
Yeah, completely different.
It
Completely
wasn't the
different.
same thing. I recommend Death of a Salesman. I do
Yes.
not recommend Death of a Hard Drive.
No, definitely. Definitely don't want that to happen.
But for those of you guys that were wondering, that's what was going on. Also, if you're wondering, who the fuck is this guy? I'm Dr. Friendship, and I do a lot of the production stuff. I'm the lead editor for Sinless, and kind of help work with the production end of things and make sure stuff's getting to where it needs to be and that it's all looking all nice and pretty for you guys. So
Be on the lookout for further episodes with Dr. Friendship being on the pod with us. It's going to be fun, you guys, I promise. And we will get those episodes that were lost back and re-recorded so that you can enjoy them. Because I promise there's always more delicious lore to sink your hungry brains into. And I hope to continue to bring you that. We hope to continue to bring you that here. And we can't do it without you guys. That's what we're doing it for. We super appreciate it. And now I feel like I'm rambling and we're going on. So, as always, you guys, thank you once again. And we will catch you in the next one.
The Topps Company, Inc. has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sound, audio, video, and or any proprietary materials used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Inc. is granted permission to Critical Hits to use such names, logos, artwork, photographs, sound, audio, video, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Critical Hits in any official capacity whatsoever.